Jake the Film Guy, I am the most handsome filmmaker this side of the Mississippi.
There's a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring.
Microbudgeter.com, and if you are just now joining this series on the interview questions that you should be running by a W-2 employer, well, I encourage you to go back and check out the homework section, either video or read it in the blog, all linked below. And then, if you have gotten this far, well, dig in. Clearly, you've been doing your homework. You're ready to come out swinging. Bam! You got to show this employer that you are the man or the woman for the job. And by that, I mean everything that you tell them, you're going to communicate the value that you will bring to their business, nonprofit, church, group, whatever the case may be, as well as communicate everything that you're going to do to solve their problems. After all, they have problems. They created the position for you to fill it, hopefully, with the mindset that you will be solving problems for them. So that's what you need to do. Relay everything that you're going to do for them as a solution to their problems. Think of the old timer who, when you give him the opportunity, starts off with storming the beaches of Normandy and ends up with playing bingo at the VFW. 15 minutes later, you have heard entirely his life story. But the point is, when you give him that opportunity, he comes out swinging, and you got to do the same thing when you have that first conversation with your future employer. Next up, you need to be yourself. If you have a bright, zany personality like Tony Horton, then be a bright, zany personality. Number two, if you are an introvert, well, you need to work on this. I'm extroverted myself. However, regardless of where you are on that spectrum, you could even be somewhere in the middle, an ambivert. You need to smile. You need to be enthusiastic. You need to communicate energy when you talk to that future employer. Number three, you need to share real weaknesses. Don't be like that Dragon Ball Z episode that cops out by powering up for 2.5 episodes before the real action starts. You need to give them something real and concrete. For example, when asked about my weaknesses, I'm always the first to volunteer that I have a hard time with information recall if the information I process is learned audibly. But to counter my weakness, I actively take notes where applicable, I always ask clarifying questions, and I have a daily assortment of or rather weekly assortment that I do daily, brain exercises, activities to keep my old noggin sharp and to help with that information recall, especially when I am relying on that auditory sense. Now that's a lot of rigmarole, a lot of humdrum to communicate, so I just say, well, I'm always working on my listening skills. It is a weakness of mine. However, here's what I'm doing to work through and strengthen my listening skills. You can do the same, and you should. Last but not least, I recommend that you talk about your character strengths. And by that, I mean when they ask for your strengths, you talk about your character. Don't talk about your competencies. Your character would be defined and constituted by things like the fact that you show up 15 minutes ahead of every appointment all the time. You take total responsibility. You own every mistake you make and everybody in your circle. Those are character strengths. As my favorite Canadian pastor, Kerry Newhoff, would say, competencies get you in the door. Character keeps you there once you're there. All right, when it comes to that first round of interviewing, you need to have an army of questions for them. At the very end of the interview, they're going to ask you, do you have any questions for me? And if you just respond with, no? Well, clearly you haven't done your homework. Yes, you should be brimming with questions. The very first thing I would ask, especially if this is truly a video production role, I would ask them, hey, what do you love most about working with the team? Let them answer. If it's in an email, you'll probably get a good paragraph or two. If it's in person, well, they're going to give you, again, like the old veteran, a response that starts at A and ends way past B, probably all the way over to Z, maybe even into the Greek alphabet. The point being, you want to start to understand the culture of the team that you're looking to work with. So ask that question. What do you love most about working with the team? And then I would ask your interviewer, even if they are an HR representative and not your potential boss, I would ask them as a number two or three question, where do you see yourself in 5 years? I guarantee you they're going to be stunned by this question and probably going to scramble at the last minute there to answer, but that's okay. You want to know what they are planning to do. If they have zero goals, keep that in mind. If they say, I don't know, put that on the back burner. I once had an interview with a group, and I asked that question consistently of everybody when I met them face to face for the first time. And when I got the same response from everybody, it was a red flag. Needless to say, I didn't end up working with the team. And if this should happen to you, it should be an indication to you that perhaps this is a listless or visionless organization. Heads up, Another question that you should be asking, especially if you're going to be rolling in as a video producer, is something along the lines of, hey, is this a new role? And if not, what separated the good from great video producers in the past? It shows some maturity and understanding that you want to come in and be an ace home run hitter every single day working for that group. You don't want to be mediocre. You want to be an A-plus player. They value that, and you should too. Another question you should ask the employer, and honestly, you should probably ask this as your second, first question. It really doesn't matter. There's not a particular order, but you want to know, speaking of vision, what is the vision of the company or the nonprofit? For that matter, if it's a church or just a group, an NGO perhaps, you need to know if they have a clearly defined vision. If their vision is something vague like, to be the best in aerospace engineering, well then that's pretty vague. That's a goal that you can never realize. If the goal is something tangible, in the case of a church that says, hey, we want to reach 1 million people in our city with the gospel. Well, that's a clear goal. You can see it. You can work towards it. It is measurable. Keep that in mind. Again, you're looking for signs of a healthy team or organization. You don't want to get there and then bounce a year later because you realize it's a toxic environment. I've been there. I know what it's like, and I don't want you to be in the same boat. Another question that you should ask that team is, what will be the measuring bar for success for your video producer? Now, this kind of piggybacks the other question that we just went through, but nonetheless, you still need to know, how will you measure success for your video producers? You're getting into those KSAs, knowledge, skills, abilities, that's going to define that role. And in this interview or a subsequent interview, perhaps down the road, honestly, second, third, fourth interview, you want to know, what are those metrics that we are going to be looking at in my annual performance reports? Why? Well, that goes towards your raise. B, that makes sure that you still are going to have a job. After all, if you really think about it, all of us work on commission. If we don't put out effort or results, we are fired. It's no different for the salaried or the commission-only employees. We all, at the end of the day, are working on a commission. And so this is one of those barometers that you can use to measure your success within that organization. I have many more questions, at least 10 more, if not a dozen more, back at the site. You can see the link below. Check it out. Read if you can. And if you can't, I'll have more videos along the way. But there are additional resources in that blog post when you join the Bold Nation newsletter, which I encourage you to do so. I promise I won't farm out your information like Sony, Target, Facebook, or Google. It's not what I'm here for. My mission is to teach you how to land 4- and 5-figure video jobs. And as I learn about selling my script, I want to teach you the good, the bad, and ugly about developing a TV show. After all, we cannot, as individuals, create enough stories on our own. But if you are a believer, if you love film and video, you're in the right place because I'm going to share everything with you in that journey of developing a TV show. Until next time, I ask that you would hit the like button, subscribe if you haven't already, and then add a comment. Whoa, what should you comment about? I would love you to ask a question. A question that you've asked a future or potential employer that was really rock solid. I'll add it to the list. Additionally, hit the share button. Share this video with somebody that is going out for a video job. Last but not least, I hope that you keep creating with the king, and I'll see you next time.